WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Producer Ishmael Merchant, director James Ivory, and screenwriter Ruth Prohar Jabvala are the world's longest-running filmmaking team, and just recently they've become one of the most successful. Their hit film of Howard's End won 3 Oscars last year. Their latest movie boasts 2 stars of Howard's End, Emma Thompson and Anthony Hopkins, in an adaptation of Kazuo Ishiguro's Booker Prize-winning novel, The Remains of the Day. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see how the new film measures up.
The scene is Darlington Hall, one of those slightly mysterious mansions in the fragrant English countryside. But instead of examining the family that lives there, The Remains of the Day focuses on the butler, Stevens. Anthony Hopkins plays him as the most perfect, punctilious creature in the world. And it's really an astounding performance. Hopkins draws his head down into his shoulders like a tortoise, and his stiffness, his halting speech, and his twitchy abstraction create the kind of character who forces himself to examine every gesture or utterance before releasing it into the world. That exactitude and reserve have taken their toll. Stevens is more manservant than man. And the only hint we get that his heart may be made of something warmer than polished silver is in the respect he has for his father. Stevens gets him hired at Darlington Hall as an underbutler. Then along comes someone new, a sprightly young housekeeper named Miss Kenton, played with her usual subtlety and wit by Emma Thompson. Miss Kenton takes a shine to Stevens, but when she enters his chambers one day to bring him some flowers, the reception she gets takes her by surprise.
If you like, Mrs. Stevens, I could bring in some more cuttings for you.
Thank you, Miss Kenton. But I regard this room as my private place of work, and I prefer to keep distractions to a minimum.
Would you call flowers a distraction, then, Mr. Stevens?
I appreciate your kindness, Miss Kenton, but I prefer to keep things as they are. Oh, and since you are here, there is a matter I wanted to mention to you, just a small matter. I happened to be walking past the kitchen yesterday morning, and I heard you calling to someone named William. May I ask who it was you were addressing by that name?
Why, Mr. Stevens, I should think I was addressing your father.
Oh.
There are no other Williams in this house, I take it?
True. May I ask you in future, Miss Kenton, to address my father as Mr. Stevens? And if you are speaking of him to a third party, you may wish to call him Mr. Stevens Sr. to distinguish him from myself. So I would be most grateful to you, Miss Kenton.
That's a beautifully built scene. And The Remains of the Day is full of them. Painful scenes that dig at Stevens the way Miss Kenton does and eventually hit the same brick wall. The film takes place mostly in the 30s, and the Merchant Ivory team has lavished all its skill on the settings and music and decor. The atmosphere is tuned so precisely to the rhythms of Stevens' routine that late in the story, when he accidentally breaks a wine bottle, it feels like a little apocalypse. And yet something is missing in this movie, something big. Ishiguro's novel was a tour de force. It was told by Stevens himself, and gradually, as you learned all about butlering, you also came to realize that Stevens was an unreliable narrator, a kind of liar. In fact, that lying was an integral part of his butler's personality. He cleaned up the mess in his story, just as he cleaned up the mess in his master's life. And as the novel unfolded, that mess became all too apparent. His master, played in the movie by James Fox, was a Nazi sympathizer. That element is in the movie, too, but it takes a backseat to the central romance. In other words, to Miss Kenton's unsuccessful pursuit of Stevens, which, unfortunately, doesn't work on the screen. The movie never convinces you that someone as lively and alluring as the character Emma Thompson has created would fall so hard, and finally so tragically, for someone as crabbed and chilly as Stevens. I do recommend The Remains of the Day, but with one reservation. As beguiling and beautifully made as this movie is, it has a hole in its heart.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.